Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos. I want to talk to you today about this topic. Ready? I got healed, so I must have eternal life. I got healed, so I must have eternal life. Have you ever heard about this? As we're doing street ministry, we get a lot of churchianity and worldly people. And when we ask them about the gospel, salvation, eternal life, they'll say, well, I got healed. And they go on to say they think it means they have eternal life to come, like as if God now favors them because they got some kind of miracle. And so getting healed, we see it all the time in the streets, seems to be like some super spiritual act that many people in churchianity or the world, spiritual people, they say they're spiritual, they claim it, but I think they are very, very deceived. They treat miracles and healings like the gospel to salvation, but it is not. Let's talk about a few points here. Number one, you have to come by the shed blood and resurrection of Christ via repentance and new life, which leads to holiness and endurance. That's the gospel to eternal life. See it at don'tperish.com. Check out the gospel. Got a lot of teachings on that. So that's the path to eternal life. Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Healings and miracles were part of his ministry, but he came to preach the gospel and the kingdom of God. And two, if anybody ever says to you, hey, I got healed, so I must be of God and I'm headed towards eternal life, I got some scriptures for you. Let's start with a few here. Luke 22:50-51. And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. And Jesus answered and said, suffer ye thus far. And he touched the ear and healed him. Yeah, that was Malchus. He healed Malchus. There's no indication anywhere in Scripture that that Roman soldier went on to find eternal life. We don't know, but we don't know. And so their theology would say, oh, Jesus healed him, so he must have eternal life. What if that man didn't even believe in Jesus? That was an act that Jesus did. That was not an act from that man. So that would be one account in Scripture. How about the 10 lepers? Luke 17:11-19. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God, fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the other 9? There are not found that return to give thanks to God, save this stranger? And he said unto him, arise and go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. So out of 10 men, only one leper had faith enough and came back, worship, fell at Jesus' feet. The rest were apparently ungrateful. No reason to believe that they went on to salvation. We don't know for sure. But this theology of just getting a healing means salvation is not found in Scripture anywhere. Also, if we keep reading in Scripture, you're going to find a lot of false healings. Matthew 7, or false signs and wonders. Matthew 7:22-24. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Have we not cast out devils? And in thy name have we done many wonderful works. And then I will profess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity, that's sin. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man which build his house upon a rock. See, doing signs and wonders and miracles is not salvation. If you're born of God, you're going to do the will of God. That's what Jesus is saying. And then again in the last days, Matthew 24:24, Jesus said, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. So we see it's got to probably include false healings, signs and wonders, fire coming from heaven later in the book of Revelation. And finally, in the book of Revelation, whatever this means, ready? We're studying through Revelation right now. We're not up to chapter 13 yet. But whatever this means. And I stood upon the sea of the sand, and I saw a beast rise out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was likened to a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him power, and his seat, and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it was wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon and gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast, who is able to make war with him? Yeah. So whatever that healing is, it clearly doesn't mean it's of God. And so I would say to you, saints and seekers, do not be deceived by people that run around saying, I got healed, I got off drugs, I did this, I did that. It must be I'm of God. These people get offended whenever we say, well, it's great if you got a miracle, if it's really of God. But that doesn't mean you're born of the gospel. Jesus said, you know a tree by its fruit. That healing had nothing to do with your fruit. What is the fruit of your life? Are you doing the will of the Father? Are you walking in holiness? Have you come out of the world? Do you have sound doctrine that saves? 1 Timothy 4:16. Yeah, God indeed can do miracles today. We believe that. But God's word is clear. The gospel path to salvation is Christ and the gospel. Cling to him. Cling to that gospel. Check it out at don'tperish.com. We go into depth in it and teach on it. Don't just cling to signs and miracles and wonders. There's much deception coming in the future. Hope that blessed you thinking about signs, wonders, miracles, and healings versus the biblical gospel. Love you all. Till next time, may God be praised.